Hey everyone,
I'm Skep, and welcome to a very first episode of the Ironmon podcast, also known as the Ironcast. And joining me today, we have Kayako Lee, who is going to be co-hosting with me. We also have Tinker Jinx, aka Rena, who's going to be our flavor. When we're going to be talking about all the boring Kaizo stuff, she's going to have her fun little game. We have our expert panelists that are going to be getting into the nitty gritty with me. We have Ice Archangel. We also have Streaming Falcon, and we have LB Dubs. And so, yeah, Kayako, do you want to?
Yeah. So, I guess what we'll do, I guess to start off, Skap, why don't we tell everybody a little bit about ourselves? So, like, for instance, hi guys, my name's Kayako Lee. I've been streaming, I was streaming for about a year-ish, and then I took a break for a while, and now you'll see me pop in and out of streams. My Ironmon journey started with survival in... Oh, goodness. 2022? I think it was in 22 that I started streaming Ironmon. That sounds about right. And it was great fun. And, oh, but it was survival. And then Ice thankfully told me to switch over to Kaizo. And then I committed to Kaizo for quite a while before I got my win. But,
the correct game mode.
Yeah, the correct game mode. Correct game mode for you is only partial because, you know, it was Fire Red, right? You know, not Heart Gold, Soul Silver, but yeah. But that's a little bit about me. Skep, what about you? What's your Ironmon journey been like?
Ironmon for me, I've been doing it for a little over a year now, year and some months. I initially started the Ironmon challenge with Ultimate Offstream like forever ago. I actually got a win. I know it's hard to believe, but I got a win in Ultimate in Heart Gold, and I actually almost got sucked into the realm of survival, but I got too busy. And then when I finally started streaming, I was just like, let's just do Kaizo. I have jumped around so many games since then. I've done nearly all of them. I've started with Heart Gold. I did Fire Red. I unfortunately did Emerald. I also I also did some Plat, and I also did some Black and White. Thousands upon thousands of seeds, and over a year later, I have yet to win. So hopefully by doing this podcast and listening to my experts, maybe I'll have a chance.
That's true. Speaking of our experts, as you did say, we do have Ice Archangel, Streaming Falcon, and LB Dubs here as experts. And we also have Rena, aka Tinker Jinx. So, guys, Let's start off with Falcon. So Falcon, tell us a little bit about yourself. How did you get started with Ironmon?
So I actually came from randomizers. I've always loved randomizers. So I wherever I could find one, I wanted to play, and I stumbled upon I Ate Your Pie playing something one day. And as you may or may not know, he created Ironmon. And in between doing other stuff, I saw him like on a Word document or like a notepad or something, just kind of developing this challenge mode for Pokemon, this year of challenges thing he was doing. I'm like, oh, that looks like really cool, you know? And then he released all the rules and everything, and that was the beginning of Ironmon. I said, oh, I want to try this. So I tried it really early on in this development. I cheated my ass off because there were so many rules and I had no idea what I was doing. And I still couldn't even come close to winning. I think I beat Brock like once with a Dragonite. I was like, yeah, and then I killed myself with confusion. But come June classic. Of 2022. Yeah.
Classic.
Come June of 2022, my buddy Atham and I decided to do like a co-streaming thing. and we played a week of Ironmon together. I got raided by a huge Magic the Gathering streamer, Numot the Nummy, who was playing at the time. His name is Kenji. Kenji raided me and like, hey, you know what? I think I like this Ironmon thing. People seem to want to watch it. And from there, I kept playing. I've mostly done Fire Red, Leaf Green. I've won four times. I've won Heart Gold, Soul Silver once with a small asterisk. It was a tourney. But I've tried like a bunch of games. I tried Emerald. I really liked it. I tried Black White. Not a huge fan. I did try Survival when it released. I think Survival's very cool, albeit very punishing. But you know, I love it. It's my home base. Like even if I play other games on stream, that's my home. So I love it.
I was gonna say you built quite the community around. Falcon here is our resident partner. So he has built quite the community around having around playing Ironmon, right? So, and you've got quite a bit going on now in stream too.
Yeah, people love it. The game has been really good to me, and you know, I talk to a lot of people who have been with the game forever, and like I feel like I try to treat the game well too, if that makes sense. Like respect the game and promote it in a really good way, and I think that. You know, it's still going strong. It's going to be going strong for the foreseeable future. And it's been good to me. So I try to be good to it in return.
Well, it really awesome. Does show.
Well, thank you. It's true, though. The Ironmon community, ICE has always said, and it'll be a good way to get into ICE's opinions here, too. But ICE has always said the Ironmon community itself is probably one of the most wholesome communities to be a part of. Like, we really are... every time you go into a stream, you always end up making a new friend. And I feel like the community itself is just wonderful for that. And, Ice, why don't you, what are your thoughts on that? Cause that's always been your stance.
And Ironmon as a whole, it's pretty much like a big old therapy session. We all feel the same pain. We're all there for each other. We all just want to succeed and get by this grueling challenge that we put ourselves through. And That's the most nobody watches to see somebody lose. We all want to see someone win. We all want to see someone cross the finish line because no matter how far you get, every little step you make that is a new personal best is incredible and shouldn't be taken for granted. Everyone's like, "Oh, you didn't win." Like, no, like you got further. You got better. You did better. You should be happy because you're just that much closer. Especially you. Mrs. My PB is 1 HP left on the last one on the champ.
Oh, that hurt for so long. I remember sending it to Falcon, and Falcon's like, just say you won. Just say you won. It's not worth it. Just don't even tell people. Just say that you won.
No, but I've been playing Ironmon for about 2-ish years. I mean, I did Ultimate. I won with an Oma star. Its name was Praise. It was perfect. Yeah. And I'm like, all right, just jump right into Kaizo. And oh my god, Kaizo. I was now if you see my humble beginnings playing this game to how I'm playing it now, I'm the quite possibly, I don't know, everyone says I'm the fastest player or up there in like the really fast players. I have a sub 3-hour win on my birthday. I have arguably the most seeds played. Like, at max speed, I think, like, even with wins, not before wins, I think I have, like, the most actual Fire Red, Leaf Green seeds.
Wow.
But, and I mean, I could play this game probably blindfolded at this point. I don't know.
Sounds like a nice new challenge.
and I wrote the guide. I mean, I wrote a guide for the game, too. I guess I did that.
Guess you did that. The holy tomes that guide us through this. Shithole of a game.
There's one thing about this, but you're right. This community as a whole is nothing. Like I've been through a bunch of communities, but nothing is more tight knit than Kaizo. Because if you go into any stream, like you said, chances are you're either going to meet someone new or see someone you recognize. Because we're all bouncing around. No matter even if it's 2, 5, 10, 15, 20, 1,000 viewers, you're going to see someone you know. Or and if you don't know them, you're going to recognize them somewhere else real fast. Because we're always watching.
Yeah, I think that's actually very true about the community that is the Ironmon community. It's so incredibly supportive. Like, even when, you know, like the number of friends that I've made, like just like all of you guys, right? Like through this community has just been absolutely astounding. Through this, like through punishment and grueling grind, right? Like, we all just seem to manage to keep our heads up in the worst of times, it's seeming like. And, you know, just that kind of makes me think about, well, Dubs, my dude, you are just, you're really kind of up and coming here. And I think just you're, I don't know, when I think of like most like patient and just optimistic people, I think of you. So why don't you tell us about yourself?
Thank you, Scap. I appreciate it. Yeah, my name's Dubs, LB Dubs, B Dubs, whatever you want to call me, feel free to. but I've been playing, I think I was thinking about it earlier today because wanted to kind of have a script or whatever. I think it was May 2022 is when I started. So that's 3 months from now will be coming up on my 2 year. And I also kind of feel like that's my 2 year anniversary because that's when I started streaming consistently. But that's how long I've been playing Kaizo. Stumbled upon Phil playing HeartGold Soul Silver. Kaizo learned about this crazy challenge. And yeah, I've just been hooked ever since. My experience with Ironmon, a lot of pain at the beginning. Just thinking, man, this challenge is pain. I was like 1,500 some seeds in HeartGold Soul Silver. Then I switched over, started doing some black and white. And then definitely I feel like it's the most defining moment in my streaming career. Climbing that wall with a little cloud boy with some balls cast form.
Oh, that cast form was incredible.
That cast what form a ride. Was insane, though.
What a ride,
I was
man.
I was wondering where you were trying to go with that.
Yep. Yep.
It's his little cloud boy with Booba. Like it just was amazing that mm-hmm. run.
Huge power Booba cloud boy.
Mm-hmm. It was really cool too, because in the community it sparked that debate of what should the huge power cap be. So I've always thought that was really cool and all. But in my Ironmon experience, I have 4 fire red wins, 6 emerald wins, and then 1 in each of the Gen 4 to Gen 5 games.
Wow, he actually kept count. I lost count.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, when we think of potentially the most consistent and the best Ironmon player, like, LB Dubs is right there, like, right at the top, because, like, the sheer perseverance that Dubs has to go through all of these games and be able to just consistently, like, every time I see a post from Dubs, it's like, hey, we're going to the E4. And I'm like, you were just there 3 hours ago. What are you doing? Like, but it's so true. And you know what? And the great thing is that Dubs now is just changing up moves, like, right at the E4, like, going into something. It's like, oh, you know what? Goodness. Like, we're just gonna, like, try something new. And I think, like, it's really great to watch the innovation that mm-hmm. Dubs is bringing in.
I don't know if, like, the viewers know or anything, but in Emerald, you have to fight Steven with a full 100 team. I went in with a special attacker. And then I had 3 heart scales. I took 2 physical move. I took a physical move, took substitute, and I took Howl. And I'm just like, have a free lead, I hope.
Oh my goodness.
But yeah, that's kind of been my experience. Just enjoying all the different games. Emerald's good. You should definitely get back in.
Sure.
It, oh, sure. Tell us a little bit more about your hot take.
No.
We're saving hot takes for later.
The what part of Emerald is good? The only part of Emerald is Scamba Hiker on Mount Chimney. That is the only good part of that game. Don't
get up to Flannery, Norman.
No,
okay,
no,
after
no, no,
that,
no.
Yeah,
don't. No, no, don't.
Completely understandable.
You know, we'll get to that later on another episode. But you know what, Rita. cool me off a little bit. Let's talk about Rena for a bit before we talk more about Emerald, because Emerald doesn't deserve time here. Rena, tell us about yourself.
Well, for once, I'm also not the biggest fan of Emerald, so I can tell you that.
Hell yeah. That's right, girl. Yeah, you tell him.
Even has the Emerald background on.
You tell him.
But, yeah, so I'm Tinker Jinx, or Rena, as people tend to call me. I've been playing Aramon for about as long as Scab, hence why we have the whole Struma Twin meme going on. And I actually got into Aramon because a friend and mod of mine, Berg, started playing Seeds back to me while we were on call so I could validate his runs. And it intrigued me, but I was never one for permadeath challenges because I'm usually a very ragey gamer. Like, I'm very impatient, and if I don't get a win, I'm just gonna toss the game into the bin and be like, fuck this game. But for some reason, through him, I started watching Ironman streamers, and I got hooked on the vibes in the community, and I wanted to be a part of that because I was streaming before that already. I was a variety streamer, mostly focused on puzzle games and sandbox games. So I was like, you know what, I'm just gonna give it a try. Like, the nostalgia from Fire Red and Leaf Green also pulled me in, and I got everything set up and I started streaming, and then I met amazing people like you guys and Yogi. And I kind of just got roped in, and I started as a survival streamer.
Incorrect.
I've been dragged into the trend of Kaizo mainly because of Cross's tourney and because of the Hall of Fame mode that he got going on. That's the only reason why I so heavily drifted into Kaizo, but I still very much enjoy and love survival. Mm-mm. I still stand by my point that I think the beginning of the challenge is easier in survival
than in
Kaizo.
100%. As somebody who started with survival as well, I can tell you 100%. Up to Brock, it's much easier to get past Brock in survival than it is to get past Brock. You get 20 potions. So, you know, it makes it so much easier. And you can also learn if your Mon is holding a TM in the lab and that TM is learnable, you can learn it. Like, it made a huge amount of difference in the early game. But
I mean, you know, we're gonna get into the modes in another episode, yeah. So I don't want to dwell on this for too long. But talking about wins, I have two. Yeah, I have two.
That's where we stop being twins.
not here, because I also have an ultimate win in Fire Red Leaf Green with an Arcanine that had Step Eruption and Flamethrower. It was very fun to run. And then I have a win in Heart Gold Soul Silver Kaizo with my lovely Oko No Guard.
Hell yeah. Lampard
baby boy.
Absolute gamer.
That is
unstoppable.
Honestly, though, like, that is such a difficult Mon, I would think, to run, right? Because, like, sure, it's No Guard Oko moves, but Oko moves, you don't get very much PP on them, right? So, like, yeah, sure, cool, it's great to have them, but you almost have to use them sparingly, right?
Yeah, especially dungeons and gyms are difficult. Mm-hmm. I did PP max it, but that still only gets you up to 8 PP. And also the fact that it had a 4-time weakness, and I had Horn Drill. So every ghost was an issue. I had Mons outspeeding me with Gastro Acid. Gastro Acid is an ability that nullifies your... It's a move that nullifies your ability. So it nullified No Guard, essentially. And there was, like, a Drift Blimp in this seed that had Gastro Acid that I could not hit with Horn Drill, and I could not one-shot it because it was tanky as hell. So every time I saw that one, I was like, don't kill me. And I think during the run, I survived three grass moves. That was wild. So yeah, it was a roller coaster.
Awesome. Okay. So now that we're all introduced and we talked about ourselves for a little bit, I kind of just want to like segue into, well, why are we here?
Why are we here?
Totally not because we were asked to do this, but no, not at all. The point of this podcast, right, is to actually maybe talk about like the challenge of Ironmon, right? We have a few episodes planned, with all of us like in varying times and places. We're gonna like, for example, we're gonna talk about like just the basics, right? Like the history of Ironmon, like where it started and where it came from. And then we'll probably launch into like other topics such as like, well, how about the other games? What are the differences? You know, that sort of thing. Why are some like more popular than others? And we'll even get into some of the other, more interesting bits, like the minutiae of Ironmon, right? To pivot or not to pivot. That is the eternal question, right? Like
We don't pivot here.
I mean, Kyogre doesn't pivot, but if you're playing Heart Gold, please pivot. Please, please, please pivot. You have like 8 pivot options. Please pivot. Like you have, look, just look. It's okay to look. Anyway, and then we'll also get into other things too, like maybe a little bit more like in the future, like what is the future of Ironmon look? We got there's a lot of really cool things that are kind of happening. Like for example, this little cool fun game mode for you Gen 3ers, right? Called Nat Dex Kaizo. Very interesting, a whole lot of fun. We have a lot to talk about. And besides just us, we're hoping and planning a lot of guests to come join us on the show to share their experiences with the game under various contexts. So, I guess without further ado, I think for fun moments, you know, we talked about ourselves. I think we should share some of our favorite moments when we were playing the game, maybe at least. So I managed to get a few. I asked all my friends here to give us some clips to maybe narrate through and for us to enjoy. And so I guess I will talk about one of my favorite moments first, just to, you know, set the tone. But I guess before we watch this clip, so this clip is titled Seed 907 because that is like the memeiest thing that ever happened. But I was playing Heart Gold and I had a very severe case of I don't care anymore, because when you're on the grind, you just don't care anymore. You just want to run something stupid. And I had an Incada that had Dragon Rage. And I was like, you know what? Let's do it. And so I don't know how we managed to get there, but we essentially what is happening in this clip is that we officially made it to level 20 Nincada's evolution. And the way how Nincada works is that you get two, right? So you get the Ninjask evolution, and you also get the Shedinja evolution, right? And so the way how that works is that you have the opportunity to pick one or the other. And so, of course, in this clip, I was like super excited, but then I got this absolute terrible Heracross with like no offensive stats at all whatsoever. And I was like, okay, let's look at the Shedinja. Maybe this is the saving grace, but no, it was literally the same spread, same everything, but like it's just like 200 BST less. No, I had no choice. I don't get choices. I'm not allowed to have fun in this game. it's fine.
But I was gonna.
Yeah.
Scab allowed to have fun, not on my watch. Like, no, no. If I'm in stream, oh my god, I will never forget that, being in stream with you, Scab, when you were playing Fire Red and you're like, can I pivot in Diglett Cave? I'm like, yeah, sure, you can pivot. Like, go in at level, like, what were you? You were like level 38. I'm like, there's a level 42 pivot in there or something like that. So you went in like super early. And I killed his run because it's a level 44 and a level 47. So he absolutely could not pivot. And he's just like, I'm never listening to you again. And then like 20 seeds later, I killed another one of his runs. So I'm like, you know what? I'm just not giving Scap advice on how to play Fire Red anymore.
Fire Red is a trap.
One of us.
No, I have just as many seeds in Fire Red as I do Heart Gold. Heart Gold's my main game, and I don't care. It's all a trap. Gen 3 is a trap. I think next up for clips, just to keep things rolling a little bit, we'll launch into Ice. Ice, tell us a little bit about your clip.
Where is it? Where are you rolling this?
I'm rolling, well...
on you? Okay, so that clip is really more of a showing of the game. As you play Kaizo, you're going to learn right away that we are all superstitious, okay? The game is always listening to you, no matter what. If you mention anything about the game 9 times out of 10, it's going to happen. You all have witnessed this phenomenon. This clip is that. I have a crazy, crazy Kangaskhan. Its moves, they're pretty good. Secret power is great. It's one of my favorite normal moves. If it's stab, it's incredible. If you look at the moves, you'll see, don't have shed coverage. And yeah. The big debate was, do we do Sylph first, or do we do Blaine first? Blaine first is normally the meta pick if you're a special attacker. But I said, I need a move. Alright, I need to move more than items. I'm going to make this call. It's harder, but it's better down the line. If we're going to deal with shed, we're going to deal with it now. And I walk into the gym confidently. What shows up as the first Pokemon? Nothing more.
I could just see your you holding your hands in despair.
And there it is.
There it is! There it is! Rearing its ugly head. Dude. I don't know what it is. I'm going to be straight honest with you. In all my time playing Fire Red versus Heart Gold, I feel like I run to shed more in Heart Gold than I ever did in Fire Red. I don't know what it is. It doesn't make sense to me. I don't know why. There's 200. There's 200 more. There's 200 more Pokemon. How could there be? How could I run into shed? How? But I do. I literally just the other day like ran into two sheds in a row. Back to back.
That
was stupid.
That was stupid.
I hate everything.
The problem is that Kaizo is sentient, right? 100%. And we are all super, like, very superstitious. Super superstitious because Kaizo's listening. The Kaizo gods are there and they are punishing. And it is upsetting.
Well, it just happened the other day. I was on a run with a crazy Cerulege. It had Thunderbolt, Calm Mind, Leaf Blade, and Fire Punch. I get to Brock and I say, please be nice. And I open my big mouth and he turned one Parasong.
man.
The Ice. Classics.
But yesterday, I literally had a run where I had a really nice Gardevoir, and I was like, okay, we might actually have a chance to get this past the first trainer. And I said that confidently. And then one of my viewers said, but what if we get Oakout? And the other said, what if we get Parish Songed? The Grumpig Parish Songed me and then Oakout me.
Did you ban them? I would ban them. I would just straight yeet them out the window. Like, they don't belong there anymore. They're the three fates. That's what it is. Yeah. Just between the two of them, they predicted just get them out.
But it was,
you don't need that in your life.
Like last week, chat editor calling everybody and being like, hey, Parish Song, like, it's rearing its ugly head.
Watch
and
out
then,
for
like,
Destiny Bond. It got me and it got someone else. And I'm like, what are you talking about? 2 minutes later, I got Destiny Pocket.
Oh my gosh.
Shoutouts to Chad.
Shout out to Chad editor for just doing everybody's run with Destiny Bond.
Shout out to our boy.
Most supportive, like one of the best heads in all of Kaizo. Absolutely the Grim Reaper.
Yeah.
100%.
Grim Reaper. Like, he's like the best Kaizo chatter you could ever ask for.
Yeah, he's the best. He is the best. He will kill your run.
Yeah. He will kill your run 100% of the time.
He didn't kill mine. He was freaking. But maybe that's because I wasn't listening to anything that he told me.
No, he's brilliant. I will say, like, it's sort of like, what is it, the Sour Patch Kids things where it's like they're sour and then they're sweet, right? Like, yeah. Chad will come and, like, tap your run on the shoulder and be like, it's time, and then Destiny Bun comes.
Oh, dude.
Or he'll be there and you'll be fighting Agatha and he'll be like, you probably should set up one more time. Like, should I? Yeah. And, like, you do it, and all of a sudden you win it. It's like, you're welcome. You know?
Well, yeah, I think we'll move to the next clip, I think. And the next one will be Rina.
Okay, so before we roll this, two sentences. One, I will never get over this. This is the one Kaizo moment that I will never get over. And then let me just tell you a little bit about the mon that I'm running here. So I'm running a Minun. And for the longest time, I did not give this a nickname because I was like, we're not, like, this won't make it to the E4. This is not going to go anywhere. It's not making it through Radio Tower at all. Like, it's not doing it. And it did it. It was a physical attacker. It had Stab Spark, Faint Attack, Ice Punch, and I learned Swords Dance. So it was perfect. It was perfect. It had a perfect spread. It had a perfect ability. It had Mold Breaker. I was ready. I was running that thing so well. It full cleared Radio Tower, and I was like, okay, it's time to give this a name. And I named it Wonder, because I could not believe that this was happening. And so I managed to beat Claire. I am on my way to Victory Road. And I already know that the Ho-Oh I'm facing is tanky and it survives a Stab Spark. So I full clear Victory Road, the way to Victory Road. And then the last trainer, that one dude that you have to get to pass the whirlpool that has the item on the tiny island, the birdcatcher that has one mon on level 60. It was a Ho-Oh. And if you run the clip for me, Skep, please do. You see that because I know that it's tanky, I decide to set up once. My back is stacked. I have so many heals. It hits me. It doesn't have enough attack. It doesn't have a lot of attack. I'm like 3/4 HP. And so it hits me and I'm like, okay, no, panic mode. I have to send it. I have to take it down. So I attack it. And it metal bursts me and kills me.
Oh. Metal and burst could biggest, just...
My biggest regret is that I definitely, if I had the same cognitive space that I have today, I would have healed, set up once more, and then definitely be able to one-shot it and probably even win the game with this thing. And that makes me so upset because this was the funniest and most amazing run I have ever had. And me and my whole chat were devastated when it died.
Metalburst can just absolutely go away. I don't want to see it. Yeah. I don't care anymore. It's just like, you know, Heartgold's like, you know what? Remember getting Kaizo and Fire Red Leaf Green? Yeah, let's just add another one because why not? And so, no, I hate Metalburst.
I went to was it change.org, right? Where you make petitions and stuff. I started filling out a petition one day after, like, on stream after a run to remove Metal Burst from Iron Man. And then I realized, like, I think you had to pay to, like, do that. And I said, oh, this isn't worth it.
I remember that. Oh my God.
I was pissed.
I was so upset, man. I'm still upset. I'll never forget Wonder.
Like, there's no way to, like, even...
07.
All right. You know, Arena, actually, I just had a wonderful idea. Maybe one day, maybe we'll do it. 07's to wonder, but you know what we should do?
Mm.
We, the whole streamer twin thing. Maybe we'll talk after, but maybe we'll do Heart Gold Soul Silver doubles, and we guarantee that we get plus one Minun, and we just do plus one Minun runs.
I see what you're picking up.
You guys can be the one.
And then the two of us like share the run, and like, you know, I could one of us controls plus one, and the other one controls Minun. That's what we should do.
Oh, that's so cute.
I know how to refine this. Yeah, we'll talk after the
podcast. We'll talk after. I just had that idea just organically. I just think.
Yeah.
I didn't know about Wonder until right now, and I'm so sorry, but that makes it so much more sense when I was running doubles and I got the plus on mine and run, and you were freaking out.
True.
For the longest time, especially in Krause's community, I was known as like the Wonder Girl because I still hold the PB for the Minun.
Proud of you.
And I held the PB for the Palazzo for the longest time as well before Jesper.
Wow.
Got further with one.
Oh, I remember Jesters. That one was insane too. Some insane ones lately.
All right, well, let's move on to the next clip. And we have Kayako's clip. Back from the good old days when Kayako streamed and we walked uphill both ways in the snow in fire red, leaf green survival.
Right? So, okay, so a little bit about this clip. Prior to this, Ice had won with a Swampert. So, in this clip, I am running a Swampert in honor of Ice. I named it Dylan. It was just one of those things. I'm like, it's not great, but it's fine because we have Belly Drum. So my attack stat is shit, but we have Belly Drum, and Belly Drum will boost your attack stat all the way up and take half of your life in it. So I go into this clip. This clip is called What's the Worst That Could Happen? So as we go through this clip, it's fine. It's the first trainer. It's the first Mon. And the first trainer in the forest in Fire Red, Leaf Green sends out a Wurmple. Whatever. It's a Caterpillar. What's the worst that could happen? I'm going to click Belly Drum. Because we also have Quick Attack. So Belly Drum, Quick Attack, we're guaranteed. And I was like, okay, cool. So we click Belly Drum. And the Wurmple misses its Cotton Spore. And I was just like, perfect. Like, Quick Attack, it's perfect. It'll be fine. We will kill this thing. Not a chance. It's Kaizo. Kaizo listens. It does. It listens to you. So I click Quick Attack. It only does half damage for whatever reason, even though I had Belly Drum. What does the Wurmple do? One hit KO with Horn Drill. Absolutely annihilated. It's like, what's the worst that could happen? Oko. That is the worst that could happen. It's like, all right, cool. I'm turning off stream. I raided out. Like, that was it. We were done. That is Ice's favorite clip that has ever come out of my channel because
So proud that I clipped that.
Bugs get out.
Like, yeah.
The wrong way. Bugs keep you in this case.
Bugs, comma, get out.
Yeah. The difference between let's eat grandma and let's eat grandma.
Oh,
but
no.
Like, oh, just Kaizo, man. It is. Kaizo is sentient. Like, I don't care what anybody says. Like, you don't say anything, and it's fine.
They use a status move. Just don't say it.
Just don't say it.
Once you say it, it's happening.
Exactly. It's like, so if you've ever played Fire Red, if you make it past the first trainer in the forest in Fire Red, you're good. But everybody knows that second trainer up top is the status trainer. And you will always get poisoned if you don't one-shot those mons. Because that's just it. It. No matter what, it is the status trainer. And you don't have enough HP to make it back.
That's just like the first trainer in Bellsprout Tower. Yeah, that. Yeah. You know, screw that monk. You know, he's like, yeah, you know what? We got end runs today, and it's going to be a slow death for you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, you like poison? You like
at least not that bad in Gen 4.
Yeah, you can run it off.
You can run it off and heal yourself. Don't even that crap. It's so much worse in fire.
Look, that's the one saving grace, but like then you burn off all your heals and you're just dead in tower anyway.
Start with heals.
Or you know,
I was waiting for that.
You know what? And he's
get heals.
You know what? All right. You know what? You elitist snobs. All right. You know, burn sucks, and so is paralysis, and, you know, get out of here. At least, you know, the forest, you can fight one trainer at a time and be like, oh, I gotta go back and heal. Oh, no. You know, when you're in Sprout Tower, it's a dungeon, okay? Can I cry and go back and heal? I don't care, level 13. It's a dungeon. A dungeon's a dungeon with, like, what, 6-7 trainers?
Smart AI, too.
Smart AI. Mm-hmm.
Oh, Scaff, remember when you got deraged in our tourney seeds? Oh, you had a cracked Kingdra, I think.
Dude, I wanted to flip my entire everything. I just wanted to quit. I didn't want to do the tournament after that anymore. I just wanted to quit, dude. I don't know, man. Uno reverse, man. Anyway.
So speaking of all that heartfelt... Do we have a clip from Dubs? Since Dubs has decided to chime in, let's hear about your heartbreak, Dubs.
Yeah, Dubs, bring it in.
This clip, very weird. So this clip is my most viewed clip. It is called Hold. All caps. I think like 5 exclamation marks. So we have a Feraligatr in the champ battle in Fire Red, Leaf Green. We're on the third Mon, Manetric. Manetric, we're trying to finish it off at full restore. We go ahead and hit it. Get it about to like half HP or something like that. I think like 45%. We go for our second hit. We're at 189 health, and we see Mirror Coat. And I'm just, oh my goodness. Same Mirror Coat. I'm getting that shivering feeling right now, but it left us on 9 HP, healed back up. Oh, we did get through the Manetric, but yeah, that shiver of getting mirror coated,
dude,
that feeling I'll never unlive.
I will never forget this clip because I was at work and I was just, I had a moment and I was like watching you on my phone and I was just right with you on that roller coaster. I was like, oh, this run, this is it. This is it. You know, like, it's like, man, you know, like, we're getting Kaizo'd again. Woo boy. And then it was just like, I saw it get to 9 and I was like, oh, oh no, oh no. And like, I felt like so connected with you because we were both like, oh, oh God, oh, hold, everyone stop what you're doing. You know, and like some people were kind of like, I'm like.
But not only that, what makes this clip so cool is that I was there for this and I was spamming hold the whole time.
Everyone
he got to
was.
9 HP, but he didn't heal. He's like, I need to clear this right now.
Yeah.
He's like, he's gonna full restore. I need to hit it twice or else I'm gonna get mirror coded again. And he cleared it at 9 HP and then perfect play. Perfect play.
Dubs is just like phenomenal at just perfect plays. Like I don't know what it is, man. Like I just enjoy watching every single one of your Elite Four runs because it's just like, I don't know what it is, but like it's just like literally watching like perfection. Like I don't know, you're just like this like Elite Four savant at this point. You just like you see the code. I don't know what it is. You have that like lore downloaded and you're just like, this is what they're gonna do, and and they do it, and you're just, and I'm just like, how do you know? I just, you know, I feel like every time when I'm like, okay, they're gonna do this, and then it's just like, no, no, I'm not. Yeah, I'm going to do the exact opposite thing. And like the number of people that say, dude, I don't know Elite Four AI, man. This thing, this is stupid. I don't understand Elite Four AI. Like the number of players that say this, and then it's just like Dubs is just like, I know AI. I know what they're going to do.
I don't want to get
speaks their language.
I don't want to get too much into it, but I bet Ice could definitely attest. Gen 3 Elite Four AI is at least a little bit more predictable than Gen 4, though. A little bit.
I think they have different like EVs and IVs,
mm-hmm.
but they predict generally like most smart AI.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same usual. They prioritize status moves, so you're gonna see Splash a lot. Yes.
In prison.
In prison all the time. What is it? Focus Punch all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to talk about people who know who want to like mess around with AI, I cannot wait until we get into the Ifzor ruler. This guy measures HP,
dude. You know. Speaking of Ive, shout outs to Ive, by the way. But like, you know, Falcon was, or no, it was you, Ice, that was like saying like everyone's in this together and we want to see each other succeed and stuff like that. You know, is Ive that way? No, I'm just kidding. But like, he's literally said, he's like, you know, honestly, winning's boring. I want to see the spectacular losses. Like, I think that's just as entertaining as like the big wins and stuff. And I was like, you know, honestly, I can get behind that. You know, like there's been quite a few wins coming through this challenge now. You know, I think with how this challenge has like, I guess, established, right? You know, we've seen the wins. And it's like, yeah, wins are great and all that stuff. And but like, you know, some of these losses, you know, like looking at all of these clips, right? I mean, all of these clips that everyone has shown us so far, except for mine, Falcon. Essentially, and Falcons, as yet, we have yet to see Falcons. But yeah. These have all been like incredible, like getting Kaizo'd screwed over moments, right? And so like that is so memorable and so incredible, right? And so I think there is some validity to like what Ife says, like even though it is a little toxic, but like it's okay. Like I could see it, like he's valid.
I do want to say one thing though. I feel like when you lose in a way that isn't the usual way,
yeah,
like a Parasong, a mirror coat, same old, same old. But when it's like something really crazy, like a weird combination, that definitely makes that loss like, whoa.
Losing to Ghost Curse?
Oh, yes. Yeah. That's not one you see a lot.
I do want to interject, though, because I know Falcon is, I've seen Falcon light up a couple of times. Here, it looked like he had a couple of things to say. So I do want to give the floor over to Falcon in case there is something he wants to say, and if not, I do want to move this into Falcon's clip, because I'm really, really curious what he has prepared for us today.
I was going to shout out our with Ifzor there, twitch.tv/Ifzor, if you want to see the best and only ruler in Kaizo. And also, I felt bad before calling him the Grim Reaper, but also a Sour Patch Kid, but also the best mind in Kaizo, twitch.tv/chat editor there. We have like Ice said before, we have a great community, and I love that like we are all playing the same game, which is why we're rooting for each other, because we're not competing against each other. And I always maintain that's why the community is so good. And then we started competing against each other in tournaments, and we still loved each other. So I'm starting to just think it's like this game is so painful, but we love it so much that's what's bringing us together. It's not even that like we can, like even when we compete against each other, we're like, oh, good game, yay, hooray, yay, do well. Yeah. Like, you know, like it's just so funny.
Except when, what was it, you and Ice, and who was it that you guys competed for to see like who had the worst luck in tournaments? You guys did like that, was it with against Ife and someone, or
Ife and Zach?
Ife and Zach.
Oh, man, I don't know. I don't think it's much
competition. Team Browse versus Team Browse versus Team Salty Comedy.
The worst luck.
Yeah, like you guys had this like special tournament that you guys took off.
Yeah, and, like, yeah, you guys had a grudge match.
Yeah, it was the grudge match.
Hell in a Cell.
I'm sorry. I went into overtime. I got wrecked.
In overtime in like the bracket. Yeah, in the bracket of people who couldn't advance in the tournament. Like we
oh my god. Like that was honestly the more interesting competition, right? Like the race to the bottom, right? Like I don't know. I thought that was just like way more fun than just
I recorded a 45-second Macho Man Randy Savage like intro to challenge them.
You know, like, although we do have to say shout out to twitch.tv/crosswords for creating this tournament. So what it is it we will be talking about it a little bit later on in the series, but it is a tournament. It started off with Heart Gold Soul Silver, and then it's now progressed to other game modes as well. And they do a tourney bracket. It's a lot of fun. It's a great thing. And now there's the solo and the duos. You get the team brows that we have here, and we have team Dubs and Scap here as well. And I believe Rena, you play every once in a while in it with Yogi, right?
No, with Asay.
With who?
Asay.
Asay, that's right. _ Asay. So yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Team Pokeballs.
Oh god, the tournaments. Good.
Because I got too tilted out by our goals.
Oh, before. Dude, you want to talk about getting tilted. Dubs, just absolute sanctuary of positivity and endless, like, good vibes, right? You want to see someone just crack? Just absolutely just lose their mind? Put Dubs through the tournaments. I mean, I was losing my mind too. Like, don't get me wrong, but there's just something about Dubs just like having just like this absolute moment of just anger and rage. And just like, you know, in the partners tournaments, you know, you send notes to each other, right? Like, hey, I scouted the seed, you know, like this is what's going on, you know? And it's just like with Dubs, my beautiful teammate, my beautiful partner. Just you can see the progression of madness, and it's just this it's like pretty solid notes at the start, and then by like the third seed he's just like, I am so over this game, this is stupid, and I hate everything, ha ha ha, look at this, we're dying again in the same stupid way, I hate. It's just this ramble, and it's just like, oh,
I was gonna say the notes were pretty minimal, it was just text.
it was just so bad. But anyway, Falcon, we've digressed. We got so tangential there, but Falcon, please
bring us back from these thought journeys.
Oh, we have time slots to meet. We're not meeting these time slots. We're just talking. Falcon, please, for the love of God, bring us back. Tell us about your clip.
You said a lot of clips were basically how Kaizo screws you. I actually specifically chose this clip. It's my most viewed clip. Just of me, and not of tutorialing people how to set up Ironmon, which. It's very easy, by the way, if you want to play. It's really easy to set up Ironmon. But this is definitely my most viewed like gameplay clip. And when you talked about how Kaizo screws you, this is me saying screw you to Kaizo. And that's why I wanted to feature this clip, because this is easily my favorite run. And you can just start it if you want, Scab, to watch it. Basically, I barely talk in this clip. If you hear this clip, it's just like me covering my face. Not saying a word, like hastily drinking water and panicking and freaking out, because I have a Swalot that I affectionately named Big Gulp, right? It's a big gulp. It has Hyper Voice, Mega Horn, Crunch in case Shed shows up. I don't think Shed showed up, and Swords Dance and a Dream. And Swalot is something that no one will ever run. I have no I have no heals. I'm at the champ. I'm waiting just to see his last Pokemon, a Rapidash, come out, because I know I can kill it every time. I keep sweeping through his team. I beat the Rapidash, and I end up winning the game with a 467 BST mono poison type weird looking French muck. I think we called it. We've called it all sorts of things, but like, I love it so much because it kind of just shows that like, you don't have to be conventional when you play this game. Sometimes a moveset will carry, right? Like Rena said that earlier with Wonder, right? Like you get a moveset and you get like a 400 BST Pikachu from Wish, and all of a sudden like you're sweeping through the game. But like I took this Pokemon, I'm just running it, and I'm just like, ha ha ha, we'll see what happens. Oh, I might win, I might not. I'm probably gonna lose. Well, all right, that's the end of stream. I'll probably lose tomorrow. And then like it ends up winning. And then it's easily also like, you know, aside from the first one, the Crobat, you know, Team Browse, like aside from the Crobat, it's easily my most memorable Pokemon. And it even has like, you know, I whenever I see a Swalot in a game now, and in other people's streams too, I have a little emote that goes along with it. And people always go, because if you look at Swalot, it kisses everything that it stands next to. It just goes,
but it's. That's something that's so big about Kaizo, right? Is you don't need to run the conventional mons. You want to talk about an unconventional mon. Sandstream Typhlosion and taking
can we not bring this up again? Why do you have to shove this in my face every time?
Because it's so perfect for what Kaizo is. It's like you want to run something that's like from a lab, right? Labmon. It had amazing moves. And I'm like, you know what? Like, let's just see what happens. And you take a Mon and full clear Silphco with a Sandstream Mon that is not like a ground type. So not something that, you know, is, or a steel type, or it's something that is going to be affected. And you're just like, you know what? We're just going to see what happens. And you start full clearing everything with this thing because it's just absolutely nuts. Like, you want to talk about unconventional mons to run.
You want to talk about unconventional mons to run?
just
color
just
change Kingdra?
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Can we not?
So mad.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
My name's Ice, and I use one move to win Kaizo with a color change Kingdra. give me Kingdra that.
With stab return.
Stab return and 540 BST, and let me just push one button and win. Well, my name is Ice Archangel.
So
I can win in 3 hours. One button push.
Fun story about that before we wrap up the segment. I had a Kingdra with return in a Heart Gold Soul Silver tourney seat, I think it was, or something like that. Or maybe it was Fire Red Leaf Green. I don't remember. I think it was Fire Red Leaf Green, and Ice was in my chat, and he was so excited. He was like, go to this and this house to max out your friendship. All you need is return. I got bodied by the first trainer so fucking hard. I was like, why can't I never have nice things?
Dude, all my Kingdras are bait. I full believe it. It's stupid. Kingdra's a myth. Kingdra's bait.
No such thing as a good Gengar.
Yep.
No such thing as a
Gengar. That's not true. I got a Gengar to the E4 in Heart Gold Soul Silver. So
you need to perform some sort of blood sacrifice. I don't get it. I've never
all
seen
it. All be cross.
You know, and speaking of the most unconventional wins, I am still lording this over Dubs because I'm just that salty over it. My man gets a Kingdra, right? It's level 3. He picked the level 3 because it had better, because it forgot a really like good move at level like 5 or 6 or whatever in Heart Gold, and he just takes it all the way to the end and wins. And I'm just like, you know, like honestly, like double unconventional, like way to win with a Kingdra that's a myth. I don't understand it. It's
that was a redemption Kingdra too. 15 seeds earlier, we had a Kingdra in Kanto.
Oh, yeah.
It was a redemption arc. Right
oh
there.
Yeah, that was incredible.
I think though that's like that really is a testament to like experience with the game too, because one of you said earlier, like about the AI, right? Actually, no, it was a conversation about the AI, right? Between like Fire Leaf Green, Harkle Soul Silver, and E4 AI. And the thing is, like, the more you play the game, the more experience you get, and the more you realize, like, oh, like, yeah, I am kind of seeing the Matrix, aren't I? Like, I'm seeing this stuff. And you realize that you can expand your horizons with what you do. And, like, for me, it started with, okay, you know what? Kayako's going to love this. Like, maybe I shouldn't pivot as much and look for the absolute perfect mon and, like, give the Pokemon I have a chance, you know? And, like, and I started doing that more, and that was, like, my first expanded horizon to getting, like, in Heart Gold, Soul Silver, for example, pivoting to level threes. I'm like, you know what? This mod just looks good. And it's Heart Gold. I have five potions. I'm level three. I have dreams. And I did that once. I took a Lapras, I think, to Kimono Girls, my nemesis's. Mm-hmm. Nemesis? I don't know. They're awful. But, like, yeah, you can do a lot as long as you just kind of expand your horizons and, like, don't pigeonhole yourself into doing what you think is, like, this is, I have to
the most really optimal min-max. Play.
Yeah, 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 exactly. Because you never know, like, what's going to just kill it and just win the game. So
there's nothing really, like, meta when you're playing Kaizo, right? Like, any mon can... And, like, I get super toxic, right? So I'll say toxic shit. Like, there's no bad mons, only bad trainers. Like, that is the most toxic thing I'll bring into people's chats.
Kayako thinks, like, I'm the worst trainer of all time.
But it's one of those things where the whole point of it is, like, don't discount the lower BSTs just because, right? Like, if they've got good moves and a decent spread, give it a shot. Like, who knows? You might learn something. And I think that's a lot of things that, like, comes with the experience is the ability to judge risk reward. Right, it's the ability to just look at something like Doves when he had that 9 HP against the Manectric to be like, no, I'm not healing here. It's not worth it. We're gonna get this off the screen and then heal because it's not worth it to heal here. We're gonna be stuck in a heal loop. So it's the ability to gauge that risk and reward that really will help push you forward. I do want to say, though, while we're kind of finishing up with all of the clips will be available for everybody to watch. We are going to be putting them on our lovely sponsor, Epilogue Gaming's Discord. So we are sponsored by our lovely stream team. We are all a part of this stream team. Wonderful, wonderful community. Highly recommend joining their Discord. There will be links to all of these clips where you can watch our clips. You can submit your own that we can chat about. It's all going to be there, and we would love to see clips from the community as well. So we'll bring it there. I think now would be a good time to get into Rena's segment.
Yeah. I was just about to say that. I just wanted to make sure before we forget, because we are a very forgetful bunch of people here. We're just like, oh, we'll keep running seeds and forget about what happens, right? No. Rena, please bring in the fun, because we talk too much about Kaizo. Make fun happen.
Well, I mean, we've talked quite a lot now, and I hope that you guys aren't too forgetful, because now it's time to check your memories. It's time for the Gamba Corner, which isn't so much as a Gamba Corner, it's more about, like, Gamba guesses. So I'm going to give you a couple of questions, and the way this works is like this. If you think that you know the answer, you raise your hand, like good old back in school, and whoever's first gets to answer the question first. If you guess wrong, everyone else will get to have a turn before you can guess again. So be wise when you raise those patty poopies. And
those what? Those what? What did you say?
You asked for flavor. I'm just giving you flavor.
I was just wondering what you were saying. I just didn't know.
Add a little mustard. Leave her alone, Scat.
I was just wondering what she was saying. It's just a little confusing.
So without further ado, let's talk about three general questions about Iramon. So we're going to start off easy. And my first question is, who created Iramon? Scab?
I ate your pie.
Hey, 1 point for Scab. Yeah.
That's not fair. I gave you the answer earlier. Yeah. I didn't know it was going to be on a test.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Lizard brain, Twitch. Lizard reactions. No instant time.
Twitch.tv/IHearPie, the creator of this wonderful challenge that has brought all of us together, forged new friendships, and just an absolute wonderful community. Cannot give enough shout outs to him.
Exactly, exactly. Moving on to question number two. What seems to be the most popular mode of Ironmon? Oh god, that was a close one. Oh shit. Was it Scarf or Kayako? What do you say, guys? What's your vote? Ice? Who was first?
I'm shaking.
Ice, we've been friends for years.
Trying to give like one of these. He's like, ooh.
Ice, we've been friends for years.
All right, Scap.
Damn it.
Yes. Kaizo.
You're dead to me.
Another part for Scap.
Yeah. This is the only one I'm trying to win. I feel like the next episodes I'm going to be hopeless.
Kayako, be honest. Were you going to say survival?
100%.
I really wanted you to pick Kayako just for the meme. I'm like, please say survival. Please say survival.
I wish.
And then double down on it. Don't let the episode proceed until she goes, you're right, it's survival.
Okay, the next question is a little bit more difficult, so it's going to be worth 2 points. What does Kaizo actually mean? Eyes.
Rearranged.
Exactly.
Wow, what a
it's
genius.
Japanese and it means remodel, shuffle, rearrange.
Freaking nerd over here.
It means rearrange
in this episode.
And if you ever want to have more knowledge in Japanese or just Japanese terminology in general, shout out to twitch.tv/wafflesmacker, who gives you a lovely translation. He has a Japanese word of the day redeem. So if you ever want to, you know, like brush up that weeb knowledge when you're watching anime or something like that, Wafflesmaker is the place you want to go. Now, moving to my other segment of questions. This is all stuff that came up during when we were talking, and it's a question that features each of you. So the person that it actually features will not be able to answer the question, but everyone else can guess. So we're going to start with Falcon. Falcon's question is, with whom did Falcon co-stream Ironmon? Kayako?
Atham.
Exactly.
Yeah.
1 point for Kayako. Next up is Ice. Where did Ice encounter Shad in his clip? Scab?
Lane's gym.
Which trainer?
First trainer.
Exactly. 3 points for Scab. Next up, we have Dubs. How many emerald wins does Dubs have? Falcon?
6.
Yes.
More like 16, am I right?
Scap asked who was counting. It was me.
Scap wasn't answering that. It involved emerald.
I was so tempted to raise my hand and just say 20 billion.
Then we have Kayako. What is Kayako's most ridiculous PB?
Oh,
Falcon?
Which one?
I mean, yeah.
Which one? That was toxic.
I mean, that time that she quote unquote definitely won, but also left champ at 1 HP was pretty ridiculous.
Yes.
There was also the, oh, I got to Lorelei with the Typhlosion with Sandstream.
That golem, too. I would have said the golem.
It refused to die.
Oh, my God.
You got to remember, these are based on what we have said. The only one we did mention was the 1 HP.
Okay.
And last but not least, we have Scab. Which mode does Scab actually have a win in? Ice?
Ultimate.
Hey!
So Scap is a champ, guys.
Well, it was off stream though, so it doesn't count.
Was someone there to validate the run?
No.
No
one was there to validate the run. But it was fun. I had a Magnezone named AutoZone. I didn't talk about this one too much, but it was there in Heart Gold, you can do a Lake of Rage pivot for the level 75. And in Ultimate, you could add mons to the team, right? So the Lake of Rage pivot was a Slaking. And I was like, let's go, baby. Level 75 Slaking, easy. And so that's kind of, that was my like Ultimate win.
That is cool.
Can we just talk about Rena taking away Scap's ultimate? Like, was anyone there to validate it? I want that back too.
I mean, I've already accepted that I have yet to win. Nothing counts.
He said that his win didn't count. So I was like trying to counter argument against that.
It's fine. Look, my value to this podcast is just the loser's perspective. It's fine. Hey, I have accepted.
I have said, and I'm going to say this to the end of time, I'm going to bring sports into this, but Scap is the Dan Marino of Ironmon. Like, nobody's going to ever question Dan Marino in his football prowess.
Oh, contrary.
He's never won a Super Bowl. Okay, well, if you hate the Dolphins or Ace Ventura, I guess you're going to question Dan Marino. But, like, he's never won a Super Bowl. You don't have to win to be great. Scap is great at this game. With that being said, we're going to take every chance we can to take away his accomplishments.
Oh, yeah.
Good job, Brandon. That was
good. Absolutely. No, I think I just kind of wanted to quickly talk about this. I know we're running over time and we're getting tangential, but what really struck me immediately was just talking about the unconventional win. And I think I constantly reference all the unconventional wins because just due to, there's this trend of Kaizo chatting, right? You know, like, why are you doing this? Why are you running this? Like, why is this happening? Why'd you pick that move? Why'd you do this? Like, there's just all this constant like barrage of like questioning your actions, right?
No guard Oko is no valid win.
And yeah, that too, right? Like, and you know, like, we'll talk about it maybe later on in the podcast, because I think it's something worth talking about. Maybe when we get into the minutia of running Ironmon, right? I know it's not necessarily like playing the game per se, but I think there's, you know, also like playing the game in front of an audience. And I think that's something that a lot of us can talk about. So I think that might be something worth talking about in a later episode. Shout outs to what the next episodes could be. Oh.
But yeah, to wrap up this small corner of mine, to give it back to the hosts to wrap up this episode, we have a tie for the final score for our first Gamma Guesses corner between Scap and Ice. Congratulations, guys. You did good. Yay. I'm very proud of you.
I'm so proud of you guys.
I want, like, whenever Rena does these now, the whole time I was just thinking, like, game corner music, like, is playing, sure, like, the whole time, just, like, someone just, like, pipe that feed in, and then just, like, you know.
I think if someone watches back, like, at some point, I forgot that I was, like, participating, because I was just watching you guys. I'm like, oh, they're so fast. Like raising their hands. And then somewhere I'm like, oh, I could do that too. I was just, like, blown away. I'm like, oh, they're so fast. This is cool.
Oh, God, fucking go to bed.
I was going to say, it's 3 a.m. I was thinking, I'm like, okay, here we go. Oh.
All right. Toss it back to Paco and Scab to wrap this up, guys.
Thank you. Honestly, though, I do want to take a moment here as we are wrapping it up to say, once again, a huge shout out to our sponsors, our supporters in the EG community. Wonderful, wonderful community to be a part of. Highly recommend everybody goes and checks them out. They do have a Discord. Most of them are avid streamers themselves, so you can, you know, watch the stream team. It's not just Kaizo. It is a variety all across the board. What you can think of, they stream. And, you know, they also have a Patreon. So if you want to show some support, they do have a Patreon available as well. So, Scap, any final words before we wrap this up for the night?
Not too many, but I do just, you know, end of the episode. This marks the end of our first episode together. And I just want to thank all you guys for, you know, just Kayako, of course, Rena, Dubs, Ice, Falcon. Like, thank you guys so much for, you know, your time. And thank you guys so much for your, well, your patience and everything else. So, but yeah, and obviously thanks to Epilog for letting us do this. And I hope everyone that's listening to this podcast enjoyed it and gets ready to hear more of us. And we're going to start our next episode. So do you think, you know, Iron Mon, we're going to have a couple of fun topics to touch on then.
So who are we raiding?
Who are we raiding? Who's
What's
live?
Raid message?
Who's live right now? There seems to be a lot of like options here. We got this really cool guy named Ice Archangel, or this.
I'm gonna beat the raid. I'm gonna live right now.
Or this like, or this like very like funny, you know, girl that's just runs weird blue Pikachus, or you know, we also got kind of like this like sassy unconventional winner, and then we have, you know, this other guy that's just like always like ooh 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 when something weird happens, and then we
and
have
and then there's Jake Gyllenhaal,
and then or
can
we
I just
wait, was I the sassy one?
Can I just quickly pass in a really cool phrase that I just came up with that would be a perfect way to finish this episode?
Yeah.
Thank you for tuning in. We'll see you back in the lab next time.
Wow. I like that.
Wow. Look at us go.
We love the lab.
Lab is love. Lab is life. Have a good night, everybody. We'll see you next time.
See y'all next time.
Good night.